AP News, I'm Paya Panchwani. China has accused the United States of unilateralism, protectionism, and economic bullying with its tariffs. In an interview yesterday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he doesn't think a recession is coming after those tariffs were put in place.
I think we could see from the jobs number on Friday that was well above expectations that we are moving forward. So I see no reason that we have to price in a recession.
That audio is courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. AP correspondent Marcela Sanchez reports on the death of a second child linked to measles in West Texas.
On Sunday, a spokesperson for UMC Health System in Lubbock, Texas, said the child was unvaccinated and had been receiving treatment for measles complications. An unvaccinated child in the state died in February. It was the first measles-related death in the U.S. in a decade. West Texas alone has almost 500 measles cases, and nationwide, it's double the number of cases reported in 2024. There's been an uptick in measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination rates, but health officials say it's not as high as they would like, especially since studies show the outbreak could go on for several more months or up to a year. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Alex Ovechkin stands alone as the greatest goal scorer in hockey history.
Alex Ovechkin is now the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, breaking a tie with Wayne Gretzky with his historic 895th goal with 12:34 left in the second period of Sunday's road game against the New York Islanders. Ovechkin skated into his office and ripped a one-timer from the left circle past Islanders goalie Ilya Sorokin. He then dove belly first and was mobbed on the ice by his teammates before the game was paused for a ceremony. The 39-year-old Russian broke Gretzky's 31-year-old record in his 1,487th game, the same number of games it took Gretzky to achieve the feat. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
This is AP News. There have been more U.S. airstrikes in Yemen.
Houthi rebels in Yemen say suspected U.S. airstrikes overnight have killed two people in the Houthi stronghold Sada'a. Footage aired by the Houthi satellite news channel shows a strike collapsing what appears to have been a two-story building. But a bombing video posted by President Donald Trump suggests that casualties may be higher than the rebels are acknowledging. Early Saturday, Trump posted what appeared to be black and white video from a drone of a group of more than 70 people gathered in a circle. An explosion detonates during the 25-second video, with a massive crater remaining. The intense campaign of U.S. airstrikes are targeting the Houthis over their attacks on shipping in Mideast waters. I'm Donna Water.
Days of rain and storms have killed at least 18 people across the South and Midwest. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.